Astronomers' play began to pop up in history in the 15th century through Europe and the Celtic cultures in Ireland, France, and Welsh. Mummers is a type of drama that has folklore rooted into its stories and was often used during celebrations and to pass down tales. Roma Prindle is a music professor at MSU and the producer of the Mummers' play.
The Mummers' play is more folk oriented, and they go back centuries, and they are on themes of life and fertility and death and rebirth, and very much folk-centered in the ritual of everyday life.
This is not Moorhead's first run of a Mummers' play. In the late 90s, Prindle received a grant to produce the Mummers' play, and it took the stage in 1999. The play received such successful feedback that the company took the production on a year-long tour through Ireland. Prindle says that her first Mummers' play mimicked those of the past.
That one was fairly traditional in that we used some of the stock characters from the Mummers' plays. There's a man, woman, and there is a hobby horse. There's a doctor, there's a hero, and a bad guy who's usually a dragon.
This year's Mummer play got rolling when MSU Music Department Chair Don Grant contacted Prindle about collaborating with the Kentucky Center of Traditional Music on a new production.
It was just tailor-made because they were with us, some of the people who worked there, Leo Blair and his White Horse String Band. They played for our previous Mummers shows, and we got together and decided we'd be able to do this.
The White Horse String Band isn't the only group collaborating on the project. Prindle says that there is a vast amount of talented performers that will be taking part in the show.
We have, at this point, some local people who are known in the community for, you know, their work with theater and church choirs, and the White Horse String Band. We also have some instrumental people here from our department, students, and a couple of students from the Black Gospel Ensemble and opera.
This year's production is being brought into the 21st century, says Prindle. The conflict is being brought closer to home by the play focusing on coal. She notes that the Mummers' play does not take sides on the issues.
And there is a conflict that is still pretty controversial in this area. The controversy is about coal, and we don't come down on one side or the other, but we air it out. And the only thing we know to do is to keep talking about it, to keep the lines of communication open, so people don't assume that one side or the other does this or that or the other.
Prindle hopes that viewers of a new Kentucky Mummers play will be able to get in touch with their heritage. And she is very pleased that she is able to do another Mummers play. She says the performances are healing and uplifting.
As they say, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. That really speaks to me still, and I hope it will speak to our audiences as well.
A new Kentucky Mummers play will be shown this Thursday, November 7th, and Friday, November 8th, at the Rowan County Arts Center. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for seniors and kids. MSU students can see the production for free with their ID card. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.